We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Today is Friday, March 10th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. A winter weather advisory is in effect until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Current forecasts are anticipating about 2 to 4 inches of snow for most of us, probably more if you're in the snow belt. My weather app says snow in 34 right now. I looked outside. It looks like rain to me. I don't know what is going
on. Yeah, David texted me and said it was actually raining in Willoughby, so who knows?
All right. Mixed bag, as they say. Former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and former state Republican Marty... cannot read.
It's all
and
right.
Former state Republican Party Chair Matt Borges were convicted yesterday in a $60 million bribery scheme that federal prosecutors have called the largest corruption case in state history. A jury in Cincinnati found the two guilty of conspiracy, including bribery and money laundering. Each faces up to 20 years in prison. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw said in front of the Senate committee that the company plans to invest more money into East Palestine. He also says the company will not abandon the community and will stay there for as long as it takes. The Mexican drug cartel blamed for abducting four Americans last week, killing two of them when they got caught in a shootout, wrote a letter of apology and handed over five men who they said were responsible. Authorities say the cartel had to do this because the U.S. military's presence in town makes it hard for them to sell and smuggle drugs, giving them a strong motivation to do whatever they had to do to get officials to leave. The MAC tournament continues today at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. In the women's tourney, Kent State and Toledo play this morning at 10 a.m. And then later tonight, the men's tournament continues. Kent State will play Akron at 7:30. The Cavs have been in Miami since Wednesday. They're going to play the Heat again tonight at 8 p.m. That's what's trending on Q104. Hollywood Dirt Sheet with Morgan. Let's do that right now.
Yeah, speaking of Miley Cyrus, let's talk more about her new album, Endless Summer Vacation. It's the singer's first album since 2020, and there are plenty of feels throughout. Two big collabs on this one, one called Muddy Feet with Sia, and another called 1,000 Miles featuring Brandi Carlile. Her first release from the project, Flowers, which we just heard, is a massive hit with 6 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Sheena Shea denies punching Raquel Leviss. We told you yesterday the Vanderpump Rules scandal continues on, and Sheena Shea is not staying quiet after Raquel Leviss accused her of assault. Sheena Shea and her lawyer have both issued statements with attorney Nima Rahmani calling Leviss's claims a fabrication. They also said Leviss is a liar and a cheat who betrayed everyone close to her. The Vanderpump Rules cast has gone to war since allegations surfaced of an affair between Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss. Nick Cannon's dating show was actually just a prank. So we've been talking about this all week. We thought Nick Cannon was coming out with a new show called Who's Having My Baby, hosted by Kevin Hart. Now, the two are hosting a new show together, but it's not that one. It's called Celebrity Prank Wars.
I got you. Having My Baby with Nick Cannon is not real, y'all. But my new e-show with Kevin Hart, Celebrity Prank Wars, is real.
There you go.
That's pretty good promotion.
Yeah, great. It was great.
Also, on the same token, do we really need another celebrity prank show?
Yeah, it sounds like Punked, you know, with Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart.
And so, I think there's like two other shows out there right now.
Yeah.
I feel like there is.
The show will premiere on April 6th at 10 o'clock on E! Here's what you can watch on TV tonight. Shark Tank in 2020 is on ABC. SWAT and Fire Country is on CBS. Friday Night SmackDown is on Fox. Lopez vs. Lopez is on NBC. And RuPaul's Drag Race is on MTV. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, up at Q104.com. You can get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.